John is telling me to understand what the period now, the characteristic. I am so used to fall into the thinking, happy thinking about me and the concept. And I would try to understand what the period now.
The point is, it's not I try to understand or I try to accept whatever happens, or I try to have upekkha when there's ups and downs of emotions, because this is all still the idea of I can do something, I can try, I should have more understanding. It's not just the understanding itself which is developing now.
那么 Sarah 这边提醒了，当因为这个邪见可以是很细微的哦，我们可能会认为说，我想要试着去了解现在的，好，我想要去不管做什么事情，了解情绪的波动，或者是去注意有没有中舍性，或者是培养任何事情。其实那个我太容易升起了，因为我们太习惯这样子想了。那个想的时候呢，或许是有贪婪，或许是有邪见，所以那个非常非常细微的，我可以试着做什么，我可以干嘛，那个其实又落入又离开偏离正道了。
When we learn about or study about different realities, it's to understand those realities are just dharmas arising by their own conditions. It's the opposite when there's the idea of I will try to investigate, or I will try to accept, or I will try to have more understanding. This is the following the path of I can do something, but the path itself is just the development itself of understanding and the other factors.
这个正道呢，并不是一条我可以做什么的道路。这条正道呢，是了解现在法的升起的生灭呢，是有它自己的因缘条件，而且有它们各自的特征跟共同的特征的。所以，当你试着说我想要去探究现在的法，我想要去接受现在不管发生什么，我想要去多一点了解。这个就很容易落入我可以做什么的错误的道路。
So when we learn about the quality of metta, for example, that we discussed last week, or the quality of pekka, equanimity, it's not so that I will try to have more metta or I will try to have more equanimity and accept whatever happens. It's just to understand these qualities as dharmas, just like dosa is a dharma, seeing is a dharma, hearing is a dharma. So just learning about the nature of different dharmas, but not to try to have some dharmas and not other dharmas.
就像上个星期我们讨论慈爱跟中舍性还有其他法的特征特质的时候呢，我们只是去了解慈爱这个法，只是去了解平等心这个法，我们并不是去想要说我要多一点慈爱，我要多一点平等心，我能不能更接受，这个都不是真正的重点。真的重点就只是去了解在讨论的这个法它的特质是什么。
So if we have the idea there should be more metta now, or we should have equanimity no matter what happens, it's actually leading to the opposite of what we would like, because it's, in fact, it's the accumulation of more clinging to oneself as having more kindness, more equanimity. So it brings the opposite result to the one that we are looking for.
因为一旦呢，一旦想的更多了一点，想着说我应该这个时候，或者是应该要有更多的慈爱，更多的平等心，那么其实就立刻掉入了相反的道路，相反的方向。因为那个时候在累积贪爱，想要为那个是我想要多一点慈爱，而不是只是单纯了解什么是慈爱。
But even at this moment of trying or wishing or wanting to investigate, these are different dharmas.Lobha, clinging to oneself, or whatever. So even these are dharmas that can be known when they arise, and they're gone instantly. No big deal at all. It arises and it's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing to cling on to, nothing to be concerned about.
同样的哦，因为贪爱是一定会累积很深，会有机会再升起的，所以会去贪爱多一点好的是很正常的。可是重点是贪爱本身又成为一个可以被了解的机会，贪爱是什么，它的特质是什么。 它一定会有机会升级，那它升级的时候就是一个被了解的机会。
So this is what it is meant when it's said that whatever appears is no one, no thing. It just is Dharma arising by conditions, no matter its clinging, no matter its seeing, no matter its hearing, no matter its metta. It's just Dharma arising by conditions, no one, no thing, of no importance. So the path is the gradual understanding of what is conditioned, what appears now, but not trying to understand or trying to investigate or trying to do anything.
所以这个重点就是了解现在出现的法，不管它是贪爱，是在看眼识、耳识，或者是慈爱，那么这些法的重点是不是人，那并没有东西的存在。我们了解是这些法就是现在发生就发生了，而且它有它的条件，一定是这样发生，而且它立刻就灭去了，它立刻就灭去，所以其实它并没有什么重要的。
What is there now can be known, right? Even from the very beginning. But that which is not appearing yet, can it be known? For example, when we talk about metta, there's no understanding of that which is not self, as only that which experiences yet. And what are they which experience so many things? Even right now, when we talk about ubekha, what about the feeling, not sukha and not dukkha, right now?
好，老师这边的重点呢是我们讨论慈爱，那么现在出现的是什么呢？那么慈爱不一定有出现，那慈爱出现或者是它没出现，它至少在理智上可不可以被了解，它的特质是什么，它并不是属于谁的，那以及那个去经验慈爱的呢，慈爱如果没有出现，它怎么被了解呢？那关于感受，感受也有中性啊，它不是愉快也不是不愉快，现在也有中性的感受。
Otherwise, there cannot be the understanding of the characteristics of the reality, which is not self at all, no matter what we are talking about.
否则我们不会真的了解出现的法的本质是无我的，不管我们讨论再多。
It's the moment of thinking about understanding that which is ubekha right now, or thinking about other kind of ubekha.
那么ubekha呢有好多意思哦，除了是中舍性感受也是哦，有很多都可以用到这个字。那老师的重点还是在于，我们就不会真的了解什么叫做 ubekha。
What can be known or studied, the true nature of that which is now performing the function as experiencing this and that all the time, even right now, from moment to moment。
嗯哼，那么现在一刻接着一刻哦，那个去经验的，我们知道吗？是什么？我们可以了解它的本质吗？了解它的特征吗？现在我们都在讨论被经验的，可是那个去经验的呢
？So even we talk about metta, but the characteristics of metta is not now. But that which is now ubekha, can that be studied, investigated, or thinking about in order to understand that little by little? Because it's there all the time. Most of the time, it is ubekha when we talk about the feeling right now.
好，那 metta 呢？慈爱现在如果没有升起，它当然不能成为被了解的对象。但是还有很多的一个叫做 ubekha 是感受，中性的感受，其实一直出现哦，只是我们不知道而已。它可以被了解。
What about just thinking about talking about sukha? See, is it possible to understand that sukha, which is not now, but only understand the word? And when it comes, no understanding of it at all.
那么，如果我们现在讨论感受呢？感受有一种舒服的感受，叫 sukha， 是舒服的。那我们只是在讨论它，还是可以了解它呢
？So study with the understanding of no self in order to understand it. The understanding of reality we are talking about just to understand no self, no one, and it has its own characteristic, each one, not self.
要能够去了解出现的法的特征跟本质是无我的，那一刻去了解去想的那一刻也其实是无我的，必须是这样子。
As much as we can know that there are many meanings of that ubekha, It can mean feeling, or it can mean the tatra macchata cittasika, or it can be just panya, which understand at level of sankhara upekha, and so on. See?
当我们用 upekha 这个字的时候呢，除了现在讨论的感受是中心的，它也可以是就是中舍心那个心所不多不少，就是就是那个慈悲喜舍的舍。另外它也可以是智慧的舍，行舍智，所有的行法生灭都一样。
When we're talking about metta, it's because of one just wanted to have it arise more often, or just to understand the truth that it's not self.
当我们讨论慈爱的时候呢，我们是希望有更多慈爱呢，还是就只是单纯的了解慈爱到底是什么法？
The purpose of listening to Dhamma should be the understanding of it as it's not self. So when it's there, there can be the understanding of the characteristic which is not self.Which is metta.
我们必须一再强调这些法是无我的，所以它升起的时候，它才可以被了解它的。我们就不会把它当成是我的，我们就可以去真正了解它的本质特征是什么。
But now there are realities by conditions, no understanding of it yet. So at moment when metta is there, there cannot be the understanding of metta as not self.
那么现在呢，我们并不能够真的了解现在出现的法。所以当慈爱真的升起的时候，并没有真的了解慈爱并不是谁的，并不属于谁的。
So what's the purpose of listening to Dhamma right now when it's there or when it will be there?
如果我们还是会把法当成是我的，那讨论法有什么意义呢？是什么在那里？如果我们都把它当成是我的。
Just to understand that whatever is real at any moment is conditioned.No one there at all. So the differences between all dhammas must be learned in order to have the understanding of, because it's that, it's that, it's that, so it cannot be taken for self.
所以在我们坚定的知道所有的法都不是我的时候，我们就来进一步了解这个法、那个法、另外一个法，它们的差别是什么。所以他们在那里的时候，他们可以被认出来。
So what about moment of being kind? Is there a day when it's that? It's not you.It's just a reality which is different from moment of dosa or unkind.
所以在对别人仁慈的那一刻，不是你，不是你在那里仁，这只是另外一个法在生命而已。
There can be moment of kindness in a day, but no understanding of that. But when we talk about it, it seems like there is the understanding of the characteristic of kindness, but not as no one.
在一天之中呢，也许有不少时刻呢是有对别人友善的，是没有嗔恨的，但是我们并没有真的了解他。当我们在讨论他的时候，好像我们了解了，可是我们真的了解他不是我的吗？
So there are moments of metta in a day sometimes. Is there any understanding of it? Or just be happy to have it more and more, would you like, as you like?
那么在一天之中呢，或许会有一些慈爱的时刻，那个时候是真的了解什么是慈爱，还是只是很高兴想要再多一点慈爱。
So the point is to understand what is there when time comes only, when there are enough conditions to understand that which we have heard, that we have learned theoretically or intellectually, that it's only that. The point is to letting go the idea ofI, when there's metta, or when everybody realities arises.
所以当我们现在在理智上讨论这些法都不是我的，当这个了解逐渐的加深加深的时候，适当的因缘时间条件到了，那个直接了解法的那一刻会到，真的知道放手这是我的，或逐渐的放手这是我的。
So, who doesn't understand the characteristics of being kind at thatA certain moment, but no understanding that it's not me, it's no one.
谁不知道自己在对别人好的时候呢？但是有谁了解，并不是我在对谁好，并不是我，只是法。
What we say in a day, be kind, be friendly, but I all the time.
当我们对别人说，或对自己说，要对别人好，要友善，可是都是我啊。
Is that the purpose of studying the teachings?
这不是学佛法的目的哦。
So, as much as we know, kindness is a moment of being friendly, ready to help, have good, goodwill for everyone. That's what, that can be the understanding, little by little. But the self is still there, as long as no conditions enough to understand it as only a characteristic of nama, of a nama.
那么我们会对别人慈爱哦，但是真的知道他并不是我这件事情，它不会那么快就发生。当然，这个因缘条件是要不断的这样子累积累积，才有可能知道它并不是我，它只是一个名法，只是去，它只是身体去想要帮助别人的一个名法。
I think that even now there is kindness for some person, but is there any understanding of it when it's there as just a reality?
那么，也许这个时候呢，会有慈爱想要去帮助某个人。但是真的有了解这个慈爱不属于我吗？它的本质是无我的吗？它只是一个生命的法。
We talk with friendliness, see, but is there an understanding of metta when it's there?
那么我们讨论友善，但是真的出现的时候，我们真的懂吗
？That's why I just learned about all realities are different, even at moment when it appears. It's the intellectual understanding of the word nama and rupa.
所以即使只是明法设法听起来好像很简单哦，这个真正的意义的累积它并不属于谁的，这个还是需要继续讨论文会思会的。
But what is anama now and what is arupa now unknown even is there for years and years and years.
所以即使是现在有明法跟设法，他们并没有被真的了解，他们并不被知道，一年接着一年，事实上一节接着一节。
No matter how much we listen more than this, thinking more than this, consider more than this, is it enough yet to understand the moment of direct awareness which arises with understanding sati is awareness and sampajanya is right understanding of that which is now appearing.
所以不管我们讨论一再的讨论一再的讨论，我们真的已经有那个条件可以让正念跟正知，就是 Sati 跟 Sampajana 能够让有条件让他们这两个身体可以直接经验法了吗？直接经验法的因缘条件真的够了吗？
So one begin to realize that it's quite a long, long, long time to understand what is there now when there is only conditions right enough, not just we'd like to have it.
所以智慧能够逐渐了解，其实这是要很久很久的时间才会具备这样子的因缘条件，直接经验法。
Otherwise, what's the meaning of parami? What for? How long?
如果可以很快的话，那讨论波罗蜜干嘛？为什么要累积波罗蜜？
That's why listen again and again with the moment of seeing and hearing all around to understand each one as it is, as not self.
这就是我们一直在讨论，一直在讨论，现在在看，在听。
但我就这两天又在想到那天课后谈讨论之后，然后是你正好聊到是说，阿江曾经说，就说有人问死亡是什么，然后阿江回答说，死亡实际上就是
现
在，
嗯
嗯。后来我就在想，那为什么是现在呢？是也是生灭的一个状态。那人已经死了以后，也没有什么生灭了吧？
说死的那一刻跟现在一样，只是法的生灭。没关系，我就跟老师讲你的问题。John, the question is from Yuan. She heard about you talk. The moment of death is like now, so she would like to learn more about.What does that mean?
Everyone now knows citta. See, otherwise we cannot talk about birth and death.
那么在座的大家已经知道什么是心吗？否则的话，我们就没有办法讨论什么是生，什么是死。
Without conditions, nothing can arise at all.
如果没有适当的条件，没有任何法可以升起。
Even seeing right now.Is conditioned to just right to see and then follow it instantly, followed by other moment instantly. This is the way citta is by Anantarabhajjaya.
即使是现在的眼视呢， 也要有条件它才能升起，只是瞬间升起，紧接着是另外一颗星也是瞬间生灭，那他们之间是有个无间缘在的，一个接着一个。
That's right. Learning to understand the truth, the nature of whatever is now, though one can make it only, it's there by conditions.
所以我们在学着知道，不管是什么在那里，都是因为条件哦，不是谁的关系。
When Ajita has fallen away, another followed instantly. So it's the same right now. Seeing falls away at the moment.Avijitta arises instantly. So at this moment, when it's gone, there must be a citta arising by conditions. And that is the karma which produced that moment of birth, another life.
所以当我们真的了解什么是心，心生灭之后有条件，立刻有另外一个心接续，死亡那一刻也是一样，死亡先升起之后灭去，立刻又会有新的业再创造一个新生命，新的结生新下还是。
Hearing is gone, and then what else? There must be another citta follows instantly. This is the way it is from moment to moment. So now it is momentary death, exactly, completely, absolutely gone, never to be found anywhere at all.
就像现在啊，去听声音的耳是也是升起就灭了。那它是完全的灭了，它不会再回来，就是就这样子，每一刻其实都是这样子，死亡那一刻也是瞬间的死亡。
Can anyone condition moment of death at such time?
有谁可以创造这个条件，在死亡心或任何一刻，是他来创造这个条件让心生灭吗？
Death can come any moment, just right now, by conditions. When it's the end of karma, which produced the life to be this person, and then when it's ended, that person cannot be that person anymore.
那当死亡心升起的时候呢，就表示原来所谓的我们这一个人，这一世特定的这个人的那个业呢，就结束了。
And when it's the last moment of this life, that's recalled death.Samadhi Marana.
如果是最后那个业的结束，就是我们传统上所说的死亡，是这个业造成这一世的结束了。
But it's not absolutely ended because there must be conditions to condition the next moment, the first moment of life by karma, a karma among all so many karmas.
但是这不是真正的结束哦，又有一个新的业再继续创造下一个结生心呢。
Who knows what moment will be only by karma and conditions. So it can be death and then birth again.
谁知道下一刻会是什么呢？原来的业结束了，新的业要再接手了吗？
As long it is seeing, hearing, smelling in this life, it's not the end of life yet. But when life ends, there must be conditions for another moment to arise immediately after death. Nothing in between.
那么眼是耳是也是果报心，它是业力的结果，但是这个业跟造成死亡心，然后那个是不同的业哦，所以眼是灭了之后，这一世并没有结束。
That's right. The truth is we or everyone is going to die any moment.
所以真相是呢，我们每个人都有可能在任何时刻就死亡了。
Is that right?
是不是这样呢？
应该是吧。
Yes, it should be like this.
Yes, this is samsara, from life to life, from moment to moment.
这就是轮回哦，一世接着一世，一刻接着一刻。
Until there is no more condition to condition whatever will be.
一直没有任何条件可以让心再升起了。
Are we dying now? Everyone?
我们现在在死亡吗？
No, a moment seeing ago, no hearing a moment ago, never be the same.
刚才在看的，在听的，都没有了。后来的看跟听都不是一样的，不会是一样的。
And what Buddha said can be directly experienced. This is the miracle.
佛陀的教导呢是可以被验证的。
谢谢阿江，我觉得我有所了解。
Thank you, Ajahn. I think I get a bit more understanding.
Remember, everyone is dying each moment.
记得每一个人的每一刻都在死亡。
Otherwise, they must be clinging to life on and on and on and endlessly without understanding the truth of this moment.
如果不了解这一刻死亡的真相呢，就会对生命一直执取，一直下去，一直下去。不知道他其实根本就一直在身边没有了。
And just to add a little bit more, so the seeing now is just the citta of seeing which arises and falls away. It's just like seeing in any life, this life or animal life or deva life, any life. We think of this being and that being, but actually there are just realities like seeing and hearing.
那么眼识呢？它就是一个心，对不对？它升起了，去看就灭去了。这一世的眼识是这样子，下一世也是，不管下一世是动物还是天人，眼识就是眼识了，不管在哪里，不管是什么概念的形体，都是眼识，功能都一样。
So when there is understanding of the reality of seeing, that it's just a dharma, not my seeing, there is understanding that seeing that arose and fell away in the past, and seeing that will arise and fall away in the future, seeing in this realm or that realm, it's just the same, it's just the reality of seeing.
所以我们如果真的去了解，去看的心眼识就只是一个法而已，那么我们就会知道过去未来不管在这一个界或那个界都是一样，都会还会再升起去执行一样的功能再灭去。
So the moment of seeing now arises by conditions and falls away instantly. So there is the death of seeing whenever it arises, the death of whatever reality arises instantly. And this is what is meant by momentary death.
那眼识升起呢就立刻灭去了，我们可以说眼识死亡了。那任何法一样，它升起就灭去了，那个法就死亡了。这个就是我们讲的片刻瞬间的死亡。
And as Ajahn said, each citta arises, falls away, and conditions the next citta by way because it has fallen away. And this is the meaning of anantara paccaya, which means proximity condition. One citta arises, falls away, and conditions the next one, on and on and on, lifetime after lifetime.
就像老师刚刚说的，这个心升起就灭了，它的灭去成为下一个心升起的条件。这个一个接着一个，这个叫做 anantara paccaya 是无间缘，它一个接着一个，没有间断。
We think this life is very important and the end of this lifetime is something special, but actually in terms of realities, it's just another citta at the end of this lifetime, followed by another citta, the first citta, the birth consciousness of the next life, just one citta after another by anantara paccaya.
我们认为这一世很特别，很重要。在死亡的那一刻的心呢，跟任何一刻的心是一样，它升起就灭了，接着就是另外一个心，因为无间缘的关系，又有下一个心升起了。
So when we talk about the end of this lifetime, the samuti marana, which Ajahn referred to, this is actually conventional death. It's a conventional idea that it's the end of the life of this being. But in terms of reality,It's just the death of another cheetah, just like now, just like the death of a cheetah now.
当我们说这一世结束了，那是传统上的说法，传统上的死亡，那一刻的心升起就灭去了。所以从究竟法、究竟世界来讲，跟现在是一样的，就是心升起灭去了。
So this is what is meant when it said that the moment of death is just like now.The citta now could be the last moment of this lifetime, just like the last moment is the last citta. So death can come any time, after seeing, after hearing, whilst thinking, any time at all.
这就是为什么我们说， 我们说死亡的那一刻跟现在是一样的，因为就只是心在生灭，那死亡心随时可能接着就升起了，就像我们现在这个心接着刚刚灭去的心升起，下一个心有可能是死亡心升起了。
So in truth, there is no being that lives now, and there's no being that dies at the end of this lifetime. So no matter now or then or any time, there is just citta and its accompanying chetasikas arising and falling away, never to return. So this is why it's just like now.
所以真相是没有什么有情在死亡哦，真相事实上就是每一刻就是心心所这些法在生灭而已。
Whilst we think about beings living now, this person and that person, it's impossible to understand what happens at the end of life. But by beginning to understand about the reality now as just a Dharma arising and passing away, then there is more and more confidence that it was like that before and it'll be like that in the future, this life, next life, any life, just different moments of seeing, hearing, thinking, conditioned to arise and fall away instantly, no beings to be found at all.
如果我们一直都是在有人、有情众生的概念里面，我们不会真的了解死亡的真相，死的那一刻真相是什么。了解现在这一刻只是法生命的真相呢，可以让我们了解以前也是这样子，未来也是这样子。
And the birth consciousness of this life and the death consciousness of this life are exactly the same as the Bhavanga cheetahs. It's just that they have different functions to be the first cheetah of this life and the last cheetah of this life. But otherwise, just like the Bhavanga cheetahs,that arise between sense door, mind door processes and whilst in deep sleep.
那么这一世的第一个劫生心跟这一世的最后一个、死亡心呢，他们都是跟有分心一样是同一个业的结果，但是这三种心只是执行不同的功能而已。那除了第一个跟最后一个以外，有分心是在各个、比如说熟睡的时候啊，或者是各个根本过程之间都会有分心。
And they're all conditioned by the same past karma, just like the karma that will produce the first citta of the next life, the birth consciousness of the next life, will also produce the Bhavanga cittas in the next life and the death consciousness in the next life,、just like now.
劫生心有分心、死亡心都是来自于同一个业的结果，同样的果报哦，就跟下一世一样。下一世呢的第一个心是新的业造的劫生心，那下一世的有分心跟下一世的死亡心也是这一个业的结果。
So understanding more about the cittas now, the seeing now, the hearing now, the thinking now as just dharmas.Is the way that there's more understanding that there's no being now, there's no being at the end of this life, there's no being next life. There are just different dharmas arising by conditions and falling away. So whatever the topic, this is the answer.
那么如果能够了解这一刻只是法心心所无蕴的生灭、并没有人在生灭，没有人存在，那就会了解死亡那一刻也是这一世结束也是这样子，下一世也是这样子，所以答案就是这个，这每一刻就只是心心所设法在生命而已。
It's a good topic to bring up. Thank you, Yuan.
这是一个很好的主题哦，谢谢刘元。
感谢 Sarah 的讲解，谢谢。
Thank you.好，欢迎其他朋友提出问题哦。你不一定要很不清楚才问哦，有一点不清楚都可以问。雅雅，你要不要问没有我这件事情？
没有我，我现在大概已经了解，就都是心心法，因为就是心，是吗？谢谢。
The question is, when we say There's no I. So there are only citta. Is that right?
If you don't use the word citta, what is it now?
如果你不要用这个名词心，那现在是什么？
法的因缘聚合，法的生命。谢谢。
Conditioned Dharma.
Okay, just one at a time, please.
好，那一次一个字哦，因为刚刚说法的聚合已经是另外的字了。老师刚刚的意思是说，因为原来的问题是说没有我，那是不是只有心？那老师的意思是，如果你不要用心这个字，好像的主角是这个名词，那现在是什么在那里？就是你可以不要给名字，那现在在那里的是什么？
法的行运业。
啊，这个都是不同的字哦。
就是都不要名法吗？
老师的意思是你不一定要给心一个名字，那个名字你不叫它心，你会认为它是什么？
业力。
She's not quite clear about the question.
Because you see, anyone can say citta, but what is it? Can we understand that? Is it now? What is it?
那老师的意思是，那什么是心？其实他要问的，那到底什么是心？心是什么？
You know citta, but what is it? Where is it now? And what is it?
你知道心吗？它在哪里？它是什么？
它，就刚才讲的结身心，它是串起我们轮回的，因为我们在世的所做受想行识是这样的总结嘛？结身心。
I heard about there was discussion of Bhaktisanti Chitta and Samsara.、Yeah.
This is why we have to listen and understand each word, not just many, many words together, but just one word. Discussion, what is that?
这就是为什么我们强调一次讨论一个字，讨论清楚，而不是很多字很多字，讨论太多名词都混在一起了。所以心是什么？
心是无常的，就是因缘。聚合的时候，它我们不能控制它，产生慈爱或者嗔恨吧。
Chitta has the characteristic of impermanent and conditioned.
Yes, we can say that. What is that chitta now? And what is that particular one chitta at a time? Because life is just in a moment.
我们可以说心、是无常的，是不受控制的，但是我们可以这样讲，就是现在有没有心，是哪一种心？
听法的心呢？
The citta that listening to Dharma.
Okay, so the listening, the hearing is the hearing, even we don't say that it's a citta, right?
所以听，对不对？那个听我们也不一定要叫它做心，对不对？
耳识。
对，我们叫它耳识嘛，但是其实就是有一个去听声音的嘛。
意门啊。
那是另外一个东西哈。老师只是说，你说听法的心嘛，就是我们在讨论什么是心嘛。那你刚刚说那个心可以去听，对不对？
是。
We call that hearing.
Okay, but even if we didn't call it, does it hear?
即使我们不给它任何名字哦，是不是有一个什么在那里听？
是。
Yes, it hears.
So, can we change the word from hearing to something else? Different word?
所以我们可以给它不同的名词吗？
哦，我现在就是。我知道很多心所什么思考。
雅雅，你就直接回答老师的问题，没关系。你习惯一下。
麻烦你再问一次，因为很多不同的名词，我是觉得对的。
所以老师的意思是你刚刚说耳识就是那个去听的心吗？你把那个去听的心叫做耳识，对不对？你可不可以给它不同的名字？
不行。
你叫它玫瑰它就不会听了吗？ OK， 我先回答老师。 I thought the answer was no.
OK, so what is the nature of that which hears?
那个去听的，不管你叫它什么名字，它的本质是什么？
我是觉得一跟一门我不知道有没有相同嘛，这边是说一门嘛，是吗？好，
老师的问题不是这个，这问题是那个去听的，不管你叫他什么名字，他的本质是什么？
就是法。
Its nature is Dharma.
Okay, just use the word. But may I ask what is the Adama or what is Dharma?What's the meaning of that word? Is it real?
那你说好，它就是一个法，对不对？那法是什么意思呢？它是真的吗？
它是真的，它是宇宙的真相。
It's real. It's the truth.
Is it there now?
现在有吗？
有。
Yes.
Okay.Do you know that it is only the nature of hearing, no one there at all?
所以回到刚刚，那个去听的也是法，不管你叫他什么名字，他的本质就是去听。你可以叫耳是去听，你可以叫任何名字都不改变他的本质，就是去听。
It's not you who hear, it's no one who hears at all. It's just hearing. If hearing does not arise, can there be hearing?So at this moment, do you make it rise?
在听的时候呢，有人吗？就是那个耳是去听，那个耳是需要有条件才可以升起去听的。有谁可以创造那个条件要耳是升起呢？
Is hearing all the, is there all the time?
有一直在听吗？
有。
耳是有一直在听吗？
中间当然有断续啊。
There are interruptions between hearings.
What do you mean by interruption?
你的断续的断是什么意思？
它会生灭。
It's an arise and pass away.
So, can we find it anymore?
那你说它会灭嘛，对不对？那你还可以再找到它吗？
没办法。
No, we cannot find it anymore.
Is it everything as this?No matter what, which is there now.
那每一刻是不是都这样呢？
是。
Yes, every moment is like this.
So no one, no you, no I, nothing, because it's completely gone, never to rise again.
所以没有我啊，没有你啊，灭了、啊、永远都不会回来，这些法。
谢谢。
Thank you.
Otherwise, we cannot understand what we are talking about at all. We talk about citta and cetasika, but no understanding of that which is there now. What is that? No one. Different realities all the time. Uncontrollable. Anatta. Sunyata.
我们讨论先心所，如果我们只是在名词上讨论，而不知道现在就只是先心所在那里，根本就没有人，他们立刻就灭了。空什么都没有。
So what is sunyata?
所以什么是 sunyata 空呢？
Is it this moment?
是这一刻吗？这一刻是空吗？
And what is anatta?
那什么是 anatta? 非我无我呢？
Is it not this moment?
它这一刻不是吗？
And this is the way to understand that actually there is no one and no thing at all from birth to death.Life to life, endlessly, when there are still conditions for whatever arises.
这是我们知道，这些法是有适当条件生灭的，一世接着一世，一刻接着一刻都是这样。
When the truth is that, is it benefit, very worthy to know it as it is, as not self or nothing at all?
这个真相呢，值得知道吗？没有人，就只是这些法它的本质在生灭，这个真相值不值得知道？
Can this truth be directly experienced?
这个真相可以被直接经验吗？
Can it?
可以。
Yes.
When?
什么时候？
经验到的时候，生灭的时候，经验到的时候。
When it's directly experienced.
By whom?
谁？
没有人。法，没有人。
By Dharma, no one.
Gamma or what?
By Dharma, experienced Dhamma. By Dharma.
What Dharma can experience it as a chief of experiencing?
那是哪个法经验呢？
我不知道。
I don't know.
是智慧吗？智慧吗？
Right understanding of the truth of what is there now is the beginning to develop more and more understanding of the truth, letting go, what we take for self, even right now, little by little, from hearing.
正确的了解，也就是智慧哦。正确的了，智慧能够正确的了解现在在那里的是什么，知道真相是什么，那么一点一滴的。
Otherwise, what's the use of just learning so much about it, but don't know how to experience that, what we have learned directly?
如果不能够把我们所听到的佛法在这一刻去实会，那有什么用呢？学这些干嘛？
So it's not just remembering the word and the term, but understanding what is there now, step by step, stage by stage.
所以不是只是去学习这些知识而已，书本上的名字而已，而是了解现在可以验证现在正在出现的法，一个阶段一个阶段的。
Now we learn, there's no one, no self. There are only conditioned realities arising by conditions.No one there who can make it arise at all. Can that be directly known as no one? But there are conditions for each reality which is now arising, falling away.
我们现在听到真相是这些法它有条件的生灭，并没有人在那里，所以没有人可以要它生灭或不要它生灭哦。那这件事情可以被直接经验吗？
So the point is studying is to understand this movement as what is heard.Like no one, because it arises by no one, by condition and false way, and cannot be found anywhere at all. And this is the truth, the Arya Satya, the Four Noble Truths.
所以我们学习整个重点只在哪里？就在现在这一刻的真相是不是可以被了解？这颗真相就只是法，并没有我。那这个真相被了解，其实就是真正的了解的时候，就是。是圣地哦。
Where is there now? Those experienced yesterday.
那个昨天去经验的现在在哪里？
And life is just like this from moment to moment. Never be there again and again and again. Endlessly. Is that not dukkha?
那生命就像这样哦，一刻接着一刻，上一刻你再也找不到了。那这不就是苦吗？
From nothing, something, and then...Nothing again.
什么都没有，然后又有个什么，然后又都没有。
So is there anyone now?
所以现在有任何人吗？
Is there anyone now?
现在有任何人吗？
Is there you?
有你或东西吗？
If this is a firm understanding, nothing can be conditioned to condition moment of direct awareness of what is there now. Even is there, it's gone.So only the moment when it's conditioned to experience it with understanding can be developed from moment to moment of understanding.
如果这个无我的信心呢不坚定的话，它是没有足够的条件直接经验这一刻的真相，这一刻生灭的法的。这个智慧，这个信心也都是一点一点的累积的。
So it's not just say citta and jetasika and rupa, but where is it now?
所以不是只是去讲心心所设法，那他们现在在哪里？
If it's not the object of direct awareness with understanding, it's gone completely from moment to moment all the time.
这些心心所设法，如果不是成为觉知的对象，他们就已经灭了，就永远就灭了。
But no one can condition the direct awareness with understanding arise when there's no conditions like intellectual understanding.Like now.
那么也没有谁可以要觉知跟智慧升起哦，如果没有足够的像我们现在在培养的理智上的了解。
At this moment to know what is there with understanding, that is a very precious moment because it's not just remembering the word, but also understand the nature of that which we are talking about as it is, little by little.
在我们真正了解佛陀的话的时候是很珍贵的，它不是只是表面上的文字的意义而已，而是真的有了解真相，即使只是理智上了解。
But it's uncontrollable. That's why it has to develop, and the panya which understands develop with other jitasikas as condition as well.
但这件事情也是不是有意志力、有意图控制的，都是因缘条件的。智慧以及其他任何法都是这样子，所以这就是为什么我们要有要不断的听闻慧哦。
That's why we learn about different jitas and different jitasikas just to be condition of understanding that they are there now, unknown, when it's not direct awareness with understanding.
所以我们讨论心所，一再讨论的目的就是为了培养这个条件。让觉知可以升起，觉知他们现在正在出现。
So the point of listening to the words of the Buddha is to understand the truth of whatever is there now. Otherwise, no one can tell us about the truth of anything now, because they are not the Buddha, the Enlightenment.
所以我们听佛法的目的就是了解现在这一刻在那里的到底是什么，才可以知道真相是什么。除了佛陀以外，并没有谁可以教导我们这件事情。
From listening to the word, one can understand whether that person talk about the Buddha's word or his own word.
所以我们真的懂佛陀的教导，我们就可以辨别那个人在讲的到底是佛陀的教导，还是只是他自己的看法。
It has to be one's own understanding.
所以必须是自己的了解哦。
That's the precious moment of understanding whatever is now, beginning with listening carefully and understand each word, not just citta or citta, but what is it?
那么能够真的觉知法是多么的珍贵的一刻，但是也要从这样子一开始了解什么心，什么是心所，他们是什么。
Even at the moment when we think about citta, is there any understanding that we are talking about only citta?Not jitasika.
所以当我们在讨论什么是 citta, 什么是心的时候，我们只讨论这个字而已，我们还没有去讨论其他的，像心所 jitasika.
Otherwise, they are all that mixed cannot be learned as different one at all.
这样子我们就混在一起，没有真正的区别清楚每个法跟每个法的不同。
What is there now? Again, please, just one reality at a time, so we know that we are talking about citta or jitasika or rupa.
那所以现在什么在那里呢？一次一个就好，所以我们才可以知道我们要讨论的是心还是心所还是色法。
With understanding of no one nothing, otherwise it is I again. But Panya knows the difference.
那么了解，不管你讲的那个在那里是什么，它并不是谁，并没有人在那里。所以看谁愿意提一个现在什么在那里，任何一个法都可以。
I think everyone can answer.Is panya citta?
好，那智慧是心吗？
智慧是心所。
It's not citta, it's jitasika.
Okay, can panya arise alone without citta and other jitasikas?
智慧能自己单独升起，没有心跟其他的心所吗？
不行。
No.
That's why even a moment of seeing what are there is not known until Buddha taught about it.The difference between citta and jitasika and each one's condition for its arising.
所以没有佛陀的解说真相，我们不会知道在看的那一刻是什么。
So Dhamma can be learned, studied now because it's there now, but not known. We don't have to go away to look for it because it's there now.
所以法是可以被研究了解的，因为它现在就在那里。他现在就在那里可以被了解，那需要去什么地方去了解吗？
那就是说智慧它是一个真实的法，是吧？真实存在的法，那么它就是它是一个真实存在，就是说它可能是以某种形式存在，它确实是存在，但是它以某种形式存在，这个可能我们现在有点不清楚。
OK, soPanya is real, Panya exists, but somehow Panya exists in some form that's not clear to me.
That's right, because nothing can be clear in the beginning at all. It's so very deep, very subtle, very difficult to understand it. That's why we learn and listen to the teachings and think, consider wisely all the time to understand the truth, not just the meaning only of what is there now. It's now. Don't go away to look for it, to understand it, but it's here, not understood. So the words of the Buddha just reveal the truth of what is there now as no one and nothing, conditioned, arising and falling away all the time.
这是很正常的，因为刚开始学一定还是有一些不清楚的地方。那所以我们要在听佛陀的教导，那不用法就在现在哦，所以不用去哪里找它。
对，就是说我们不是太不明白，之所以有些不明白，就是说这些它没有出现，但是确实能知道它们存在啊。这个因为确实有心去感知啊，譬如说愤怒或者是嗔恨，它存在了啊，都感觉得出来，但是它是以什么形式存在啊？就是说它还没有被我们。
Okay, just like anger, we can feel it.Even though we don't know what does anger exist in what kind of form.
But from hearing, we can know where is it, where is that reality, right? Like seeing now, it's not there or far away, it's so close. When it's there, nothing can appear as the object, only one object at a time.
比如眼视，眼视很远吗？它其实很近，好，它就在现在这里。那它眼视在看的那一刻，就只有那个被看到的对象而已。
Now, Chuan, when you talk about panya in some form or anger in some form, what do you mean by in some form? You say you can know anger, but not anger in some form. What does it mean in some form?
所以大壮，当你说以什么形式，不管是智慧或者是愤怒，以什么形式存在的时候。以什么形式是什么意思？
就是我觉得它是一种存在，它确确实实被感知到了。那么就是在我们对存在的理解上，就是说它是一种啊，和这个纯粹的所谓不存在的是不一样的。那它就是说到底以什么方式存在？我们现在就是说似乎还是不是太了解这个。
那这就是 Sarah 问你的以什么方式，你的意思，比如说你可以举个例吗？你的以什么方式存在？你可以举个例子，什么东西存在，以什么方式存在？
好，就是粗略的，我们讲设法，我们是看到了，摸到了，
嗯
啊，尝到了。那么，但是这个心呢，或者心所呢，它也是存在了，但是呢，不知道它以什么方式存在着。
嗯 ，so， like rupa can be seen, can be heard, can be touched, but Chitta and Jetasika, what are they in what kind of form existing?
For example, if there is irritation now, a kind of dosa, it's just that reality of irritation which can be irritated about anything. So why do we have to say irritation in some form? Because it's not a rupa.
Mm-hmm.
Visible object is a visible object that's seen, it doesn't experience anything.But the irritation is the nama-dhamma that is irritated with whatever the object of experience. That's all.
Sarah 举例就是 irritation 啊，干扰啊，打扰这些。当我们说受到干扰的时候呢，它就只是一种嗔恨的形式哦。那它是一个法，它是真的，它就只是被不管是什么对象被干扰了。那它是明法是法，它不像。它是明法，它不是像色法那样子有个物质的存在哦。但是它就是它出现了，它的特征出现，它就是出现了，它没有以什么形式出现。
It's just that dharma which arises with the citta, which can think about anything, can think about the weather, think about a name, think about the color, and it's that reality which is.Irritated with whatever the object is that is experienced. So it's not in some form or in anything. It's just that reality which arises with the citta and passes away instantly.
那么就像有个什么去想着天气啊，想着颜色等等的，那个感到干扰的那个嗔恨的，你干扰的时候就跟那个去想着各种东西一样，它并没有以什么形式存在。
And it's the same with panya. When panya, right understanding, arises with the citta, it understands the object that is experienced by the citta, no matter the concept or the reality, depending on the kind of understanding. It just understands that reality and then falls away instantly. So it's not understanding in some form or like a rupa oranything else, just the nama dhamma, the chetasika, arising with the citta, experiencing the object, and falling away immediately.
就像智慧哦，它就是去了解，了解它的对象是法，或者是概念，如果是不同的类型的智慧的话，那智慧就只是去了解它的对象而已，它并不是以什么形式存在哦。所有的明法都是这样子。这个有清楚吗？因为它不会像水以固态或液态这样存在。
就是我听下来呢，就是觉得，它这个是，设法的，一种干扰形式，就是说这种干扰形式，它产生了这种，一种被认知啊，一种被感知啊，因为它本身没有存在一个什么。一个真正的存在嘛，我这么理解，不知道
是
不是啊？
你是讲设法还是讲明法？你刚刚说设法，
我讲的是明法，就是说明法呢，由于它无形无相，这个但是它被感知到了，那么它被感知到了，说明它存在了，但是这种存在它不是一种有个什么实体存在，它只是就是设法的互动被感知到了。所以它这个我们也可以理解它就是能量的某种形式被感知到了。当然我就是说我对这个事情就是说做一个比较具象的一个想啊理解。不然的话就是说这个确实是比较难啊。就像这个你比如说智慧或者平常我们讲高兴和不高兴这两个东西它是存在的。但是那高兴是什么？它没有物质啊，也没有这个形象啊，那它肯定就是一种物质和形象的一种存在的一种干扰模式嘛。我是这么讲，就是说它产生的一种怎么说呢？可能是量变的某种模式吧。
大壮 gave example of happiness and banya, they are different nama.We know different. So he mentioned about in the form like energy.
When we start talking about happiness or panya in a form like energy, this is thinking about a conventional idea. It's not any understanding of reality that can appear now. Like now there may be happy feeling. If there's understanding of happy feeling, justthat happy feeling at for a moment. No idea about happy feeling in a form or in an energy. That's just the conventional or scientific idea, not the understanding of Dhamma.
当我们说快乐或者是智慧以比如能量的形式存在的时候呢，这个是传统上或者是科学上的一些讲法。但是在讨论法的时候呢，我们要了解的是这些生灭的法的特征啊，快乐在那里，它被了解了，它生灭了，我们不会去想说它以什么的形式存在哦，那个并不是开悟的要去了解的因素哦，它就只是它的特征可以被了解。
The idea of trying to introduce some or an utter there, not understand happy feeling, it's justthat Dhamma, but looking to find it being in a thing, in something. So this is one kind of misunderstanding about the nature of Dhamma.
那事实上呢，这是某一种深见哦，错误的深见，就是以什么形式存在，其实你会想要把这些明法在什么东西里面的意思， 他你在找一个东西让他有是在那个里面以什么形式存在本身就不是了解这个法本身就是无我的它没有什么形式
It's actually the same point as the first speaker who asked about if there's no I is there only citta It's like looking for something else So at a moment of hearing there is just the hearing which arises and experiences its object and associated with other mental factorsNot anything else at all. Otherwise, it's introducing the idea of atta in something or someone who hears or something.
就像我们在讲演示，在看的时候，并没有任何人，没有任何 atta。那个去看的跟那个被看到的都不是 atta， 不是人或东西。所以，当你试着要去找什么以什么形式存在的时候，你其实是在去找一个 atta。你要去找一个东西。
And actually, I wanted to come back to that. The first speaker, I'm sorry, I forget her name. So, at a moment of hearing, she asked, "What else is there?" And we said, "Hearing is a kind of citta." So, at a moment of hearing, what else is there? Let me ask her.
嗯，雅雅，我们先回到。刚刚雅雅的问题哦，因为刚刚 Sarah 其实是想问他一个问题，关于我们说在听的时候，刚雅雅提到说会，听跟听之间会有断断续续，那我们先回到听那一刻就好，在听那一刻有什么？除了听的心以外还有什么？雅雅你还在吗？
是。
就针对听那一刻，你的理解，听的那一刻有什么？
就有声音，耳根转几道耳根。
There is the sound impinge on the ear sense.
Does the sound experience anything?
那声音会惊艳什么吗？
声音会惊艳什么？
声音能不能惊艳？
距离呀、啊，它惊艳到距离太远就听不到声音呐、啊。
If it's too far away, we cannot hear the sound.
But the sound that is heard, does the sound experience anything?
那个被听到的声音，那个声音可不可以去惊艳？
那个声音可不可以去惊艳？就我们在适当的距离的每一位都可以惊艳呢？
不是被惊艳哦，是去惊艳。
那个声音可不可以去惊艳？哎，这个真的不大懂意思、那个、嘿。它就只是一个声音出现。
I don't understand the question. Sound is just a sound appearing.
Right. So the sound that is.Heard, it's just the sound which is heard. It cannot experience anything because it's a rupa.
声音的确，它声音就只是声音被听到而已，它不能去惊艳哦，它不能知道是谁在惊艳它。
So at this moment, hearing arises and experiences the sound which has impinged on the ear sense. Is there anything else at the moment of hearing?
那如果在听的那一刻，就听的那一刻而已，耳是听到了撞击耳根的声音，那在那一刻还有别的吗？
还有别的。
比如？
还有别的啊，因为我们比如我们的眼视啊，眼视不能经历声音，可是我们看到东西。啊，谢谢。
所以在听的那一刻也有眼视，是不是？
是，还有其他不同的法同时在发生。
There are other citta too, like seeing. They are at the same time.
But we're talking about hearing. At the moment of hearing, can there be any other citta at the moment of hearing?
我们在听的那一刻，就只是讲听的那一刻哦。除了那个去听的心以外，那一刻有别的心吗？
就是专注在听的那一刻的心没有。
就只有去听的心是不是？
对，因为现在是讲单纯嘛，那其实有时候我们在听，我们还是有在喝茶，在干嘛， 啊，谢谢。
Like when we are listening to the Dhamma now, we can be drinking tea also.
It seems that many things happen at the same time and there are many experiences, but like we discussed at the very beginning of the discussion when talking about death, in truth, there is just one citta arising at a time, and that citta has to have fallen away for the next citta to arise. So there's one citta after another. That means at the moment of hearing, there cannot be any other citta at that moment.
我们会认为好像同时在发生很多事情呢，但是在真相上呢，就像刚刚我们讨论死亡，每一个片刻的死亡，真相必须要灭了，下一个心才会升起，这是一个重要的缘呢。上一个心不灭，下一个心不会升起，所以每一刻只有一个心，一个心而已。
So when there is a moment of hearing, when there's hearing now, there cannot be seeing at the same moment. There cannot be tasting at the same moment. The hearing just arises for an instant and falls away again, falls away immediately.
所以在听到声音那一刻呢，就只有去听声音的心，不会有任何去尝、去喝茶的那个心，都不会有其他任何的心哦，就只有去听的那个心，但是非常的快。
And can anyone hear? Who or what hears?
有谁可以听呢？去听的是什么？谁吗？谁可以听吗？在听的是谁吗？在听的是会是谁？
就是法。
Okay. It's Dharma that's here.
What Dharma hears?
那是哪个法呢？
在听，就是耳识啊。
Hearing.
Just the hearing that hears. Is there any eye that can hear or see or think?
所以是耳是在听吗？所以有我在听吗？或者我在看，我在想吗？
没有。
No.
So there is just, at the moment of hearing, there is just the hearing citta, which hears the sound, and it has to be accompanied by seven mental factors, seven chetasikas, such as pasa, contact, and other chetasikas, which also experience the sound and also fall away instantly with the citta.
所以在听的那一刻呢，除了心去经验声音以外，那个听的那一刻的耳是有七个心所伴随哦。这七个片一切心的心所，比如触心所，他必须要触这个声音，那个耳识才能经验这个声音。
So at a moment of hearing, there is just citta, chetasikas, and the rupa, which is heard. So no one there, no thing there.
所以在听的那一刻，就是心还有伴随的心所去经验了那个声音，并没有人在那里哦。没有一个我或谁在那一刻在那里。
And doubt one, is that hearing in a form or in energy or in anything?
那么大壮，耳是有以什么形式存在吗？以什么能量存在吗？
耳是我认为它是，就是说，它如果不是一种，它肯定是存在嘛。它现在就是存在出现了，那么就是说，它这种存在到底是说，就像敲锣一样，你敲上去，它出来一个声音，它这个它原来是没有，但是它现在出现了。那么这个耳识也是这样，它碰到了，它出现了，只是说我们现在不知道它这个是它，就是说是有另外一个东西啊、哦，对对对，它有另外一个觉知，就是说去感知到这种东西。触碰到了，变化了，发生了变化，但是它本身可能没有一个什么东西存在，但是被那个什么觉知到了，我是这么理解吧。
所以他的问题是说，你还会认为以什么形式存在吗？
对啊，它一定是以某种形式存在。
你认为耳识是以某种形式存在？
对，它就是说，它或者是说，就说我们按一下这个泥巴， 篱笆被按进去了，当然没有多出来个什么东西，但是它这种存在形式发生的。
The John still think it exists in some form.
What exists in some form? He says he thinks it exists in what
hearing. Hearing. You were asking if hearing still exists in some form.
So apart from the hearing which arises and hears, what does it mean that it's in some form? What is in some form again?
所以问题还是回到你既然说它以某种形式存在，那你就举个例子，以什么形式存在？以什么形式到底是什么意思？
好，譬如说啊，我现在是说它以两种方式啊，就是中间的一种，第一，它可能是产生了一种新的东西啊，第二，它没有产生新的东西，但是它发生了，就像我刚才说的，按篱笆一样，它形状发生改变被感知到了，它没有产生新的东西，但是它形状发生改变了被感知到了。
我先确定一下，是你说是有两种可能的形式存在，是不是？
哎，对。
你的意思是是有两种可能的形式存在。
我不知道具体是说是哪一种，但是它一定是以某种方式存在，就是说。你譬如说耳饰，如果是说它是一种灵，我们讲心灵，它是一种，它本身如果是耳饰的话，那它就是说它知道一个对象嘛，那它是什么？它肯定是一种存在嘛，它知道一个对象。那么另外一种就是说，
是啊，它就是耳饰啊，
对啊，
那个去知道声音，给它以它名字叫做耳饰啊。
对对对，我认为这个是没有问题，就是说但是这个我只是说这个帮助我们理解它是耳饰，这个是没有问题，而且这个整个的表述是没有问题的，只是说我们如果更深一步的了解它是什么的话，我就是说我就是有这么一种理解吧，就是说猜测。
John is saying it's when we want to further know what it's hearing.When we ask ourselves what is hearing, when we want to further know, and then he analyzed, hearing exists in some form. Either it's like, I think he mentioned about something like a soul, atta.
So that's the answer. So when some form is like an idea or an atta, so it's not a reality. So when it's the idea that hearing is in some atta or someidea, it's not understanding the nature of hearing because it's the idea that it's in something, someone.
大壮，你刚刚提到说，比如说心灵嘛，对不对？
对对，
这个就是整个的重点啊，因为那个灵其实就是某个阿塔的意思，
某个法，
那个灵就是阿塔有某一个存在的不变的某种形式存在的。但是诸法我诸法都不是阿塔，
对，
我们没有所谓的身心灵这件事情呢，没有灵哦，在佛法里
面。对对。
So this is how we read there are different kind ideas of atta. The idea that I can hear is one kind of atta, or the idea that the hearing is in something is a kind of atta. So many different kinds of atta belief.
事实上，以什么形式存在，这就是。二十个身见里面的其中一个、哦、比如说我可以去听，这是一种身见，那个听去听的在某个什么里面以某种形式存在，这是另外一种身见哦。
对，身见就是说不能把它当成一个固定的什么，就是说固定不变的存在，但是它是存在了，就存在过，就像我们设法存在过，出现了然后灭去了，它这个也是出现了但是灭去了，我是这个意思。
对，他就这样子，就这样而已，没有再以什么形式了，就是只有讨论他生起又灭去了。
对对对，那么就是说，当你讨论颜色的时候，它是出现了，是不是？讨论声音的时候，它是出现了。那当我们讨论这些智慧，讨论这个情绪，某种情绪，它是出现了，它是存在了，虽然也是灭去了，只是说我们现在不了解它是。某种存在而已，我们并没有说它是一直存在着或者是一个不变的什么东西，所以呢会有人把它认为是一种灵，那么这种灵呢也只是说它是出现了然后灭去了，然后又一个灵出现了又一个灭去了， 我想这个可能有助于理解吧，就是我仅此就是这个意思，但是我不是说它一定有个什么固定的存在。我想就是说
When I say in some form, I don't mean it exists permanently. It still arises and falls away.
But the 20 kinds of utter belief, like the idea that hearing is the same as utter, or hearing is in utter, or hearing is outside of something, or utter is the owner of hearing. So these are different kinds. So even if one says hearing and rises and falls away, when there is the idea that hearing is in something, or there is something outside of hearing, or something that experiences hearing, many different kinds of utter ditty come in.
其实你会说它升起就灭去了，可是一旦你有这个法呢，是谁拥有这个法，法在什么里面，什么在这个法外面，你有任何这种一个什么跟什么在，它就是一个utter ditty，或者是萨卡亚迪提是一个错误的见解。
对对对，我能理解，就是说如果说这个出现的在什么里面，或者是说它是属于谁的，这个肯定就是错误了。我就是说他这个讲
以什么形式，其实就是在说那个在那里面。
那就是说你说设法的时候也是它以某种形式啊，为什么说心法的时候它就不是某种形式呢？
你说设法是以色聚的形式是不是？
对，你譬如设法的时候你说它是颜色，那它肯定是以颜色的一个本，就是究竟存在的。但是说明法的时候它
We can say Rupa exists in some form, but why can we say Nama exists in some form?
What do you mean a Rupa exists in some form?
所以要回到
For example, visible object is visible object. What does it mean to say visible object is in some form?
比如说你说色法以某种形式存在嘛，那我们就以色成颜色来讲好了。那色成以某种形式存在是什么意思？
就是它被感知到了颜色。
So the color is known, it's experienced.
When Badgering says exists in some form, he means it has some kind of existence, a certain kind of existence. The question is, does it exist in the absolute sense? Is its existence absolute, or is its existence contingent on something else at that moment?
当你说以某种形式存在的时候，我们先讨论存在的意思啊。当你说存在的时候，是在绝对的存在，还是以依靠什么而存在？
依靠而存在。
Contingent.
In what respect is it contingent? Does it exist as part of something else, or does it exist in its own right by its own conditions?
那当你说它是依靠别人的存在的时候，这句话是它是整个东西的一部分呢？还是他是自己在依靠别的存在，
他是自己在依靠别的存在。
In its own right,
and we say when you say contingent, I think you mean its existence is conditioned. Is that right?
当你说依靠别的存在，你的意思是因缘和合是吗？
对对对。
Yes. Right.
对。
So it arises by conditions and it falls away by conditions.
所以它的升起是因缘升起，它的灭去也是因为因缘灭去。
对对对。
But when it has arisen, it can be known by its characteristic if there's a awareness and understanding. Awareness and understanding can know its characteristic.
当它可以被知道的时候，是因为有觉知跟智慧，因为觉知跟智慧可以觉知它跟了解它的特征，所以我们可以知道它被知道了。
对，是的。
And hearing, like every other conditioned Dhamma, has a unique characteristic in addition to also being anicca, dukkha, and anatta.
那耳识呢，就跟其他的法一样，除了他们的共相无常、苦、无我以外，眼识、耳识跟其他法一样，有他自己的特征。
嗯，对，
是不是？嗯，所以你会知道耳识不是声音嘛？你会知道耳识不是颜色，它有的特征。
是，对的，对的，对的。
Yes.
So what is the unique characteristic of hearing?
那好，那如果它有了自己的特征，那它的特征是什么？它的独特的特征是什么？跟别的法不一样的？
对，它的特征就是它可以去经验对象。
哪一种经验？
就是去去了知一个对象，不管了知的就程度如何，他了知能够知道一个对象。
It can experience, it can know some object.
Yes, but it can only know one object, can't it? And that is sound. So that is its unique characteristic.
他可以去经验没错，可是他只能经验声音而已，他不能经验其他别的了。这就是他的特征，是不是？
对对对，是这样。
And there is hearing arising now. And that hearing, if there is awareness and understanding, would be directly known as the reality that experiences sound.
那现在有耳识啊，如果有觉知跟智慧升起，耳识成为被觉知的对象的话，耳识就只是去听的特征是可以被知道的。
对，对，就是说呢，耳识它就是说它能感知一个对象，但是知道这种感知的它是和别的因缘一起升起的，就是说还有助缘，就是说还有譬如还有一个我们讲的现在讲的这个觉知是练，我们讲不是讲这个觉知，这个中间可能我还有一点不明白，就是说耳识它本身知道一个对象。
高总，你要不要让这样继续问你，或者是这样就是
hearing which appears now, it's just hearing which hears, no need to think aboutit in form or in energy or anything else. It's just the reality which hears. And in the same way, sound which is heard, it's just that reality which is heard. Again, no need to think about it as being in energy or form or atta or anything else, because it's just the reality now which is heard, that's all.
所以当耳识的特征被觉知的时候呢，它就是被知道，被智慧了解，它只是去听而已。就没有别的了，不用再去想别的，因为那个时候只有特征被知道而已，并没有什么以所谓的形式存在哦，不需要去知道，不用去想那些。
嗯嗯。
Okay, for today, what do you understand?
那今天你们了解了什么？
我今天有记住一个点，就是每一刻都只有一个citta。
I heard about.Every moment, only one citta. There cannot be any other citta.
So please again, just what citta is there now that is known?
所以再来一次，现在在那里的是什么心可以被知道？我们在讨论心。
Only the name or the characteristic when it's there.
只是名字吗？还是那个心的特征、特质被知道了？
心一直在运作。我不知道那个名字名称，但是它一直在运作，那可能不同的时刻有不同的运作方式，有不同的名称，但是它心就是在运作，但是也还不知道什么是心。
There, each moment there are this citta performing its function but unknown to me.
If you don't call it citta, what is that?
你如果不叫它是心，那它是什么？
叫它那是一个命名，
对，
那不叫他就没办法说，也说不出来。
那他是什么？你可以描述他啊。
描述说他是什么？他是一个去经验这个世界，去拉玛，去命名的一个东西，概念化。然后如果不概念化，也就是直接经验，去经验的那个。
If we don't name it citta, it is something to experience the world, to conceptualize.
Okay, so what do you understand by the term nama?
那你了解什么是名法吗？它的意思是什么？
Nama 就是 去经验的，去概念化的，去指称的，去命名的。
Nama is that which to experience, to conceptualize, to name something.
Okay. The seeing knows what, or experiences what.
好，那眼是知道什么？眼是经验的什么？他只知道什么？
眼是基本上就是他是讲果报嘛，然后眼是我去心去经验到的一个命名，它只是一个。就是他是去命，就是演示啊，他是
演示的特征是什么？也是经验什么？
经验色尘啊，经验看到的那个 object 啊。
Seeing visible object.
Seeing sees visible object. Is that right? Or what? What did you say?
这是对的吗？眼看的就是色尘吗？
眼是好像它是结果，它不是去看的，应该是心去看的。心一个一个东西，它是个结果。
眼是就是心哦，它是果报。
So it's remembering that seeing is that which experiences only visible object, but seeing is not the object of understanding it as no one yet, right?
对。
眼是呢，是那个。可以去是本身还没有成为被经验的对象，被了解的对象，是不是
？Can it be the object of understanding as it sees the moment of seeing, no one there at all? And this is point of understanding the words about the truth of it, no matter how much, just to understand that which we say experiencing, it experiences in the day.There are moments of experiencing all day in one's life. See, no one there. This is a reality that can be learned and directly experienced when Panya developed with letting go the idea of not understanding this as nothing in it at all.
所以我们说眼是去看到色尘，我们是色尘被看到了，成为对象被经验了。但是眼识本身可不可以成为被经验的对象，成为智慧去了解它的对象，因此可以知道在看的那一刻其实只是眼识在看而已，眼识被了解的特征是去看，并不是我在看，这是整个我们听闻佛法学习佛法的重点哦，并没有人在那里去经验，去经验的是心。
So the point is not understanding the nature of seeing as not self yet until thatcan be more and more development of understanding with letting go the idea of self or letting go ignorance, not understanding it as it is.
如果没有真的，如果心去经验的心没有成为被了解的对象，它本身不是被经验的对象，不被了解的话，那怎么可能一步一步放掉是我在经验的概念呢？
So more to learn about the truth of no self and no thing at all. Only that which appears is there and then gone completely in one's life and each life.
所以我们也是在一点一滴的学习，那个不管是什么出现的，就灭去了，就这么一次而已，就不会再来了。
It can apply to whatever is there when Panya develops to understand what is there better and better, little by little.
当智慧建立的时候呢，他可以了解，不管出现的是什么，善的也好，不善的也好，都是这样子。他的本质，他的特征灭去了。
Is that not the purpose of listening to the teachings of the Buddha to understand what is there, as it can be directly experienced of its nature just one at a time?
这不就是听闻佛法的目的吗？去了解现在是什么在那里，这些生命的法。
Otherwise, what is there now appearing does not appear well because of ignorance, not understanding it as it is, arising and falling away so very rapidly.
我的话一直都是无明掩盖了什么在那里，无明掩盖了什么在那里正在生灭。